protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Talk of Champions. As I get Clem started up, he's going to join back in just a second. Talk of Champions is brought to you every single time by Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. That's riverlandroofing.com. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space than Riverland Roofing. Our thanks to them. Mike Clement, Ole Miss hitting coach, coming back into the Riverland Roofing studios here shortly. Want to give a shout out to B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. Man, they've done so much to help us here at Talk of Champions. If you're unhappy with or shopping your health insurance, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group is the person to call. 601-953-8449. That's 601-953-8449. You can visit him at his website at quoteswithdrew.com. Also, B&A Bank, my hometown bank, Bank of New Albany. Just my people, man. Carolyn Brownson, Whit Spencer, Bob, Mike. All the guys over there, they'll take care of you. They're my hometown personal bank, and they care more about you than they do anything else. So give them a call today, 662-534-8171, 662-534-8171. Let's see if Mike Clement is back with us. Hey, Clem, how you doing?
You did a nice job of filibustering. Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it. You know, it's almost like I've been doing this way too long, you know, that I need just to not panic. I got to get rid of these pumpkins back here, Clem. It's now Thanksgiving time. Do you have any suggestions as far as what I should put back there before we get started here talking about Ole Miss baseball?
If you lived in my neighborhood, you would move straight to Christmas.
Yep. We got our Christmas tree up. What about y'all? No?
No, no. Three kids, six and under. No shot.
No shot. Mine are 13 and 9. Once we got to Halloween Day, my youngest was saying, oh, that means we're putting up the Christmas tree tomorrow, tomorrow being November 1st. I'll be honest with you. I don't really care. I love a Christmas tree, but also, yeah, we've gotten aware now. We go straight from Halloween to Christmas, and buddy, Thanksgiving's getting a little shortchanged, Clem.
Yeah, I think so too. It's a great holiday. It's a great holiday.
Yeah, this guy's saying
Christmas a little more meaningful, but yeah, you can't shortchange Thanksgiving because of the way the calendar works. Thanksgiving is going to get shortchanged regardless, especially with children.
Yes.
And I don't think you appreciate Thanksgiving until you get older anyway, because you love food more, little more sophisticated palate, not macaroni and cheese and hot dogs. And so, yeah, I think the older you get, the more you appreciate Thanksgiving. Like, hey, it's a hall pass to sit around and watch football.
Yep.
Hopefully you have family in, and when you have young kids like I do, they will watch said kids. It's a big holiday in the Clement house.
So, how has fall ball been going? I haven't talked to you in a little while. I mean, I think the last time we talked was before fall ball even began, and now the pizza ball is coming up on Friday. Give me the good, the maybe not so good, and then, you know, still kind of waiting and seeing. Like, what's the overall report from the coach's standpoint as far as how Ole Miss baseball and fall ball has gone?
It's gone well. Effectively, from a coaching standpoint, it's over. You know, we'll play the Pizza Bowl Friday. And that's a little more fun, you know, draft teams, let those guys run the Pizza Bowl, put a little bit on the line. And so like the coaching, the development, that side of it, the evaluation is pretty much done until we get back into the skill portion of it here for the last couple of weeks until they go home for Thanksgiving. So, it was good. It was good. You know, I think probably outside of Elliott, there's probably a little less unknown coming in, you know, in August with the pitching side of things, and feel really good about where we're at from that standpoint. I think we got some real, battles going on to see who falls in to what roles. Pitching wise, and some of that probably goes all the way into January, into the last couple inter squads before we open up, and honestly may go past that a little bit, you know, into SEC season, like we always talk about. We really want it set by when we go to Austin and play Texas for opening weekend of SEC play?
Well, as far as the offense, I mean, you're the hitting coach. You've been the hitting coach for Ole Miss for over a decade now. You've been here a while. And if you look at this offense, if you're watching on YouTube with us or at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleetive on 3, maybe you're on Twitter, Ole Miss is the only program in the country with multiple 20-plus home run hitters from 2025. Two of those are returning guys in Austin Folley, the catcher, and then Judd Uedemark, my guy, the do-it-all everything slugger, but also Daniel Pacella, a transfer that from Illinois State that y'all are really, really excited about. What have you seen from the offense, from the transfers in particular, you know, be it the Murray State transfer, this, that, and the other, but how it's come together and how powerful it could be and how dynamic it could be, has that shown up over fall camp?
It has. And I like the offense. It's the first time in a couple years where we have real production coming back, you know, with Judd and with Folley and you know, other guys too, Furness. And you know, I would argue that he's our most complete hitter, just because I think he'll walk more than he strikes out. He's going to hit double-digit home runs. I think he's got a chance of all of them to, if you're into the batting average, to have a really good batting average. But his OPS will be really high. He's had a great fall. As far as the transfers go, probably the guy who's had the best fall from a transfer standpoint is Dom Decker, the transfer from Murray State that you were talking about. Just really steady. Looked the other day on True Media, and his chase rate, so balls that are thrown outside of the strike zone that he swings at, is 8%, which would be, you know, the average chase rate in the Southeastern Conference is like 22.5%. So just ridiculous strike zone recognition. He's worked really hard this fall at driving the baseball a little more. And so he's had an awesome fall. He's just incredibly steady. I'm going to guess if you came out and watched us take BP, he wouldn't do anything that would wow you. But man, he is going to be a huge piece to what we do. Just like we've talked about before, you know, we're going to have some guys that have a little more swing and miss that are going to drive the ball out of the yard. He's not going to have a ton of swing and miss. So him and Federico have been really, really good from that standpoint. You know, Fed walked, you know, most of our guys get somewhere around 60 plate appearances in the fall through inter squads and the two outside competitions. Federico has 15 walks and 2 strikeouts in the fall.
Wow.
So Decker, far more walks and strikeouts as well. So those guys are key pieces to it. You know, I think the power is going to show up, but those pieces, along with like a guy like Braden Randall and Fern, like I talked about, who can do a little bit of both, those are key pieces to just being consistent offensively. And those guys have been really good. The other two transfers, Pacella and Bassetta, the power has shown up. You know, I think probably a little more, honestly, there was a little more adjustment period to seeing different pitching, to being comfortable here, to trying to maybe impress a little too much. But those guys have been good too. So, man, yeah, we're excited about the offense. And I think anytime you have multiple guys coming back with that much production, you should be excited.
Well, as far as Bassetta, I mean, the injury history is the concern for him. Yeah. Has he been healthy? Has he looked more himself, the player that y'all evaluated and scouted? Because, you know, you add him to that piece. We're already, again, here's the graphic. You got three guys in Pacella and Folley and Judd. But, man, Bassetta could be another guy that could be 20-plus home runs. You have real power potential up and down the lineup.
Yeah, we do. We do. He's been good. He's been healthy all fall. He's had a full fall's worth of at bats, which was probably the biggest piece of it. You know, he got hurt back in April and battled injuries. And like I told you, either on or off the air earlier in the fall, we thought that was a real steal in the portal, because wasn't talked about a ton, because you look at a stat sheet and he didn't have a ton of at bats last year because of injury. And so sometimes when those types of players go into the portal, they get overlooked a little bit because you look at a stat line, and he didn't have that last year. So we feel really good about him. And then the other guy, the other returner, that has been really opened eyes this fall, is Colin Reuter, who was here last year, transferred from BYU the year before. He's had a great fall offensively. You know, he would have to be in our lineup if we started tomorrow. And he hit almost 400 this fall, hit four home runs, and was really productive, and a right-handed bat. And we're going to have a lot of lefts in our lineup. And so, you know, I certainly need to mention him too, a guy that was limited a little bit with his at-bats a year ago that I think will kind of be a breakout guy for us this year.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Reuter in specifically, because here's a guy that, like you said, it was more in and out of the lineup, spot starting, you know, filling in for guys. When you're thinking about Colin Reuter positionally, what he can be, is it strictly DH? Could he play some first base, splitting with Will Furness? To get him in the lineup, do you have to get creative, or have the pieces kind of started to separate themselves, right? Where, you know, yeah. Decker will be at second and Judd will be wherever he fits in, and Austin Folly catcher. Where would Reuter fit into that?
Reuter will catch some for sure. And obviously we like to have multiple catchers, just to not beat Folly up, especially with what his offensive production has been. So he'll get some time behind the plate, certainly can play some first base. I'm going to guess if we started a game of significance tomorrow, he would be in the DH spot. And could probably run around and play left field. I don't know that we'll necessarily need that. But yeah, he's pushed the envelope enough that, you know, he has to be in there. And so if that's DH, if that's first base, he'll certainly catch some games too. And has done a great job behind the plate. So he's been great. He's been great.
Well, that's the thing, man. I mean, Campbell Smithwick isn't here anymore, so you need a guy that can capably, when Austin's not catching, step in and catch. So has Colin shown that? He's a catcher by trade, but as far as being that reliable, not necessarily two, but 1B certainly, to pair with Austin Folly. I know y'all like to have a little rotation in that way, especially in the midweek. Has he shown enough defensively to give you confidence that he can handle that on a regular basis?
No question. He can really, really receive. He does a great job handling pitchers back there and can really receive. His glove is really good, which I think is probably the most vital part from that standpoint. We have to do, from a coaching standpoint, and do a good job of holding the running game and pick enough and all of that. Sometimes we probably pick enough that it drives our fans crazy, but we're going to hold the running game fine. And so much of that is dictated on the pitching side of things, with throwing guys out. But man, he really receives, and I don't think there's probably a ton of drop off from that standpoint between him and Folly.
What are you expecting, at least in the Pizza Bowl, before we dive into some other things? Like, every year the Pizza Bowl is kind of the same type of deal, but for this one, is there anything from a coaching standpoint that y'all want to see these guys in terms of competitiveness and all this different stuff you do? First, explain to people what the Pizza Bowl, how it operates, but also as coaches, if there is any evaluation of it.
Yeah, so in its origination, back in the day where we couldn't, like, feed guys, you could give them a bagel, but you couldn't put cream cheese on the bagel or else you go to, like, compliance jail and all of that stuff. That's how the Pizza Bowl originated, far before I was here. And so guys would have to pay $2 to play in the game. And then the winning
team. No way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The winning team eats pizza in the middle of the field while the losing team runs laps around the stadium. And then the winning team gets to dictate, like, hey, we're done eating pizza. You guys can stop running. And so we still do it that way. But
that's crazy, though. They had to pay to get in, dude. That is wild.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why we call it the Pizza Bowl. That's what we do instead of just saying it's the Fall World Series or whatever. In all honesty, it's more fun than anything. We try to give it some structure so that Colin Reuter isn't playing shortstop or something like that. So the draft has to be a little bit more dictated on, hey, if one guy takes a shortstop, the next guy gets a shortstop, and then it's that guy's pick. But Landon Waters and Hunter Elliott are the two coaches for the team. They drafted their teams. Neither one of them are going to pitch in the game. And so they're just managing the game. Yeah, that's a picture you just put up of the winning team. I don't know, from last year, a couple years ago, sitting there eating their pizza, taking pictures. And probably if you look closely somewhere in the background, there's guys running around the field on the warning track. So, we just want it to be competitive. We want them to enjoy, you know, after, you know, the fall can get monotonous a little bit for, especially for players. You're facing the same pitchers every game. The pitchers right. are throwing to the same hitters all the time. And so want to make something fun at the end of the fall that they can have a game where they're really managing the entire game. We kind of stay out of it.
Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. From Malik D and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think Ja Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who had the first overall pick and who was the number one pick?
Water. We drafted on Monday. Mm-hmm. Waters, I think, had the first pick and took Furnace. No, that's not right. He took Uttermark, and then Elliott took Randall at shortstop, and then Waters got Furnace. So,
dang, Watts got him some base.
Because sluggers, I think that gambling thing didn't go through. But if I were betting on the Pizza Bowl, I think I'm taking Team Waters. They would be the favorite. Now, listen, we're not allowed to do any of that, and I'm not actually gambling. But I would put Team Waters as the favorite. But it's baseball, right? It's one game. Sure. It's 9 innings, and so anybody can win. But Elliott's got his work cut out for him.
Well, Hunter Elliott's pick of Braden Randall to start, that's a kind of a surprise start. Going for defense first. You know, I'm not saying that Braden – because Braden showed some pop last year that he didn't have. I'm just saying to go first and go defense at shortstop is an interesting move for him. What kind of fall has Braden had? And shortstop's really probably the number one position as far as y'all don't know yet what that's going to look like on a day-to-day basis. You hope it's Owen Pano. It could be Braden Randall. It could be any number of guys. Judd could play there in a pinch if he needed to. How has Braden performed in the fall and just that position, shortstop? How has it come along for y'all?
Randall's been really good. Pano got banged up at the end of fall. Just had a wrist. No huge issue. Randall's played great, and he's been really steady. He's been really good. And a lot of times you get a guy in the third year in the program, and the game slows down for him a little bit, and he's just been super steady. Very reliable. He's had a really good fall. I think that is one of those positions that probably the positional battle or whatever you want to call it probably continues to go on through the winter and into the preseason. But Randall's had a terrific fall.
What is it about Randall? Like, where did he really grow last year? Right. Because, and I mentioned it, it's the glove has always been a part of it, a real dirt bag in that way. But it seems like from an offensive standpoint, y'all figured some things out. What really jumped for him to allow him to be in this place where, you know, not only is he being the number one pick of Hunter Elliott, the star for the Pizza Bowl, but could be a really valuable piece. Like, where has he come offensively?
Yeah, his bat to ball, his strike zone recognition has been really good. The other thing that's been impressive for him is I think he's more of a complete hitter. He's the best bunter that we have, and not that we do that a ton, but he can bunt for a base hit. He plays the game at a speed. I think that he hasn't in the past, probably just some insecurity of being a new guy and kind of in and out of the lineup the last couple years. But I feel like he's really just kind of come into his own offensively of slowing the game down and knowing what to expect and being able to give us good at bats against good arms. I just think the maturity and the growth and being older and the game slowing down for him is really starting to pay off for him.
We got a couple of comments asking some questions. If you want to do the same, go to the Talk of Champions YouTube, go to Twitter at Spirit Ben, the Ole Miss Spirit Twitter handle too could be where you contact and talk to Clem. First one comes from Harold Tripp 968, 5 minutes behind. But what about Cannon Golden, Mr. Mike Clement, Ole Miss hitting coach?
He may be, of all of the freshman hitters, the guy who has been, I don't, to say a surprise is silly. He was a famous guy out of high school and a big recruit for us that we beat a lot of schools on. He has been awesome. In fact, I have our stat sheet in front of us. He hit 372 this fall, almost 1-to-1. He struck out 9 times, walked 6 times, over 1,000 OPS. He's had a great fall. He is probably the best athlete on our team, the fastest guy. He's still got a little ways to go from a base running standpoint to get feel for that. Plays a really good outfield and brings a dynamic to our team that maybe sometimes we lack philosophically. Sometimes we lack it just because we'd rather slug. But man, he can do a lot and he has earned at bats. The thing I love about him, the best comparison, the hardest working player I've ever coached in my life is Calvin Harris. And he has a little bit of that to him, mouth shut, head down, and works his tail off. And he has been awesome. He's been the biggest eye opener of the freshman class from a position player standpoint. That's a great question. He's been good.
Blake Jolly 10, we need to hear about all these arms because my goodness, I know Clem is the hitting coach, but all the info he can give about the pitchers that stick out or have stuck out through fall ball and with the Pizza Bowl coming up on Friday.
Hunter Elliott is still on our team, so that's a good place to start.
I knew you were going to do that.
In fact, Elliott has not faced live. He's been training all fall and watched a ton of bullpens of his, just out of curiosity from my standpoint. But he's actually going to face live hitters for the first time all fall tomorrow before the Pizza Bowl. And we have strategically chosen Uttermark and Furness to face him.
I love that.
So we're gonna find out really quick. He's made some adjustments. And again, I told Mangrum, like, I don't know how much you have to really adjust. The guy has thrown 2 years of college with under a 3 ERA and struck out 100 guys and won 10 games and all of that. Him, obviously, and I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Start Clem, as long as we've been doing this, as long as he's been on the team, it's always like, hey, so what about the pitchers? Well, Hunter Elliott's here, so
yeah. I mean, the only guy that I would be more excited about that is actually in our building right now is Doug Nikhazy, but he's out of eligibility and signed a professional contract. But if we can somehow get him back, then that would be a pretty good 1-2 punch. The other guys who have stood out and I think that would certainly challenge for weekend roles, and I'll probably leave somebody out. I don't mean to. Kate Townsend has been really good, who showed signs last year of being special. Probably has the best stuff on our team, but he's had a really good fall. Hudson Calhoun, who's a guy that fits probably into kind of how I explained Randall, third year in the program, really good stuff. Has maybe been a little bit inconsistent over his 2 years, but has shown some really good things too. He's been really consistent and I would guess would have a chance to pitch on the weekend. And then some of the new guys that would have a shot, Will Libert, a left-handed pitching transfer from Missouri, has shown signs of being special and being really, really tough. Marco Cipolla hasn't pitched a whole lot this fall, transfer from San Diego State, had a back issue. But we're expecting big things out of him. Landon Koenig, transfer from North Dakota State, probably more of a bullpen piece, but could throw at the back end of the bullpen. It's got electric stuff. From the freshman, the guy, at least for me, that has been most impressive is Grayson Gibson. He's a left-hander from Calvary Christian down in Tampa or Clearwater. He has been really good, just really knows how to pitch. Probably cut more out of the mold of Nikhazy and Elliott, where he's not going to go up there and throw 97 miles an hour, but he's left-handed and really knows how to pitch. It's four pitches. It's for strikes. He's super competitive. Those are some guys, and I know I'm leaving somebody. Noah Allen is the other freshman who is the opposite end of that. The stuff is electric. I think he, at some point in his career here, will be pitching on Friday or Saturday. It's had a great fall. It's really, really good stuff. If he's on, it is not a comfortable at bat. So those are some of the names that I think, at least off the top of my head, have stood out this fall.
Well, it's interesting, too, because going into the Pizza Bowl and finishing up fall ball last year is coming off the backdrop of the struggles of the previous years. This is off of returning to the NCAA tournament, hosting a regional. It didn't end how you wanted it to, but when you look around at the talent, does this look more like those groups, those teams that you always knew you were going to be in the race, right? You always knew that at the very least you're going to be contending for a regional and stuff. Does this look like another team that can really contend, at least not to the untrained eye, because yours is certainly trained, but if Ole Miss fans came out there and watched, does this look more like what Ole Miss baseball teams are supposed to look like going into it, if that makes sense?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly it does. And I think a lot of what makes me say that is just the returning production. When you start, and we joke about it, but when you start with certainly the guy with the most production and in our entire league of the 16 teams on the mound on Friday, that's going to give you a chance to win every single one of those games. That's a good place to start. And then you go to the lineup with real production back from Udermark and Folly and Furness, Federico. You know, you have some pieces, and it seems like, and this isn't probably exactly right, but it seems like the teams that are really good have production coming back. Our league is so much about being old and all of that, and we certainly have that. So when you have those really important roles and you feel good about it and it's returners, man, it's a good place to start for sure.
Well, our guy Chuck Ronzel with the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, FootballIn3, sign up today for just $1. He hears that Ole Miss baseball has 11 arms Mangrum likes a lot. Do you concur?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And really, like, you look at it, and it may be a couple more than that. And you really end up pitching in meaningful innings, like it seems like 9 or 10 every year. And so to be able to have 11 or 12 of those that right now, as we sit here in November, that we feel good about is a good place to start. And, you know, where he's got his work cut out for him, he meaning Joel, is, you know, where all those fit, what the roles are, you know, because that it's as much just arm talent as we've had for a really long time. So, you know, where all those pieces fall, I'll leave that up to coach and to Joel, but man, there's as much arm talent running out there as any of my 11 years.
Well, I know that five would be the one to make this decision, but Javon Campbell, 6249, when I hear pizza ball, I think football. Why not pizza series, LOL? He's not wrong, though. He's not wrong.
Yeah. Typically, we would go series.
But it's not a series.
Yeah, it's one game now. It used to be a series, and the reason it's not anymore is just we shut enough arms down because they have to ramp up so early in December to get ready for our season that – there's probably four or five, maybe six guys. I think Elliott's the only one that was completely shut down all fall by design. But the rest of them, there are some that right after we played Tulane, which was our second outside competition, maybe the 18th of October, that their fall ended at that point. Even though we had a couple more weeks of inter squads, we shut a few guys down just so they could be shut down, so they could ramp back up in December because they needed some downtime. So, because of that, we only play one game. And I don't know where the bowl came in. Maybe it's because it is the fall and it's football season. And I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we'll call it like I don't know. I don't know what you come up with if it's not a series. Before I let you go, Clem, my Ole Miss hitting coach Mike Clement joining me here, Ben Garrett on Talk of Champions. My thanks to Riverland Roofing, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, B&A Bank. After the Pizza Bowl wraps, what is it? What does the schedule look like then? Like, what does the work become? And is there anything or any area that maybe y'all haven't gotten what y'all wanted out of it yet necessarily that y'all gonna be like keeping an eye on going into the spring?
So what we'll do after the Pizza Bowl is we'll go back to individual work really for a week or 10 days. And then we go into the Omaha Challenge Week, which is the week prior to Thanksgiving before we turn them loose. And they'll have the whole Thanksgiving week off where they can go home and spend time with their families or go to Starkville for the Egg Bowl or whatever they end up wanting to do. We go back to the individual component of it. For a couple weeks, they come back from Thanksgiving. There's that dead week and then finals week, and then they're home until right after the first of the year. And then it's go time after that. So, more individual skill than anything. And from an offensive standpoint, just get really individual, you know. In August, we kind of bring them out in groups. Now I try to go a little more one-on-one because we have more of a sample size. We have a bunch of at bats under our belt. And so I can get a little more specific with maybe a swing change or an approach change or tweaks that we want to make on more of an individual basis.
Well, thank you, my friend. Ole Miss hitting coach Mike Clement jumping on here. Talk of Champions powered by Riverland Roofing. You're the man. And I still say it's my fault, but Ole Miss won a national championship in 2022. 3 years ago. One, Mike Clement was supposed to throw BP to Ben if it happened, if they won. And I think I've been dodging you for too long, Clem. Yeah. I think I've been dodging you for too long. You tell me when and where, and if you're still willing, I'm willing to embarrass myself. But all I want you to do is try to make me look as shitty as possible. Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's no knock on you. I've never seen you pick up a bat and swing it before, but that's it's not easy to do, and so I feel really confident that we could embarrass you.
I hope so. That's what I look forward to, and we're going to set it up, all right? We're going to go ahead and put it on record. We'll set it up. We'll do it. Stupid Ginger Streck will go try to hit a bullpen against my guy Mike Clement, and finally in celebration that Ole Miss won that title 23 years ago, and I've been just ducking my guy.
Let's go win another one.
Yeah, go win another one, and then at that point, you know, what's the most embarrassing thing you could possibly do to make your friend Ben look stupid? I'll leave that to your imagination, friend. You figure it out and we'll do it. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.